And so start by relaxing the body, starting from the crown of the head, scanning through down to the tip of the toes, allowing any tension you find to release and relax. And then just for a few moments to allow surface distractions to settle, bring your focus to the breath. Just the breath. If your breath is shallow, you simply know that it's shallow. If it's deep, you simply know that it's deep. Just be with that deep knowing of the breath process, choosing not to fall into distractions. Coming back when you do. A focus that is neither too tight nor too loose, just attentively riding on the breath. And whenever your focus drifts, just gently but decisively come back to the breath. And as the mind settles, revive your bodhicitta motivation in order to become enlightened for the benefit of all sentient beings. I'm doing this meditation. You can frame it in your own words, but allow altruism to touch your heart to set your intention. And shift to analysis and start by thinking about the first fact of karma as described by Lama Tsongkhapa in the Lamrim Chenmo. Karma is certain or definite in that happiness is from positive beneficial actions. Suffering is from negative, destructive actions. The substantial cause, the seed, the main part of my experience. Just really think about how that certainty of karma lands, the way on the surface it makes good sense, seems very practical. But what insights or doubts do you have about it? Happiness is from positive actions. Suffering is from negative actions. How does your mind respond to that premise? Karma, the law of cause and effect. For us, we don't completely understand all of the millions of subtle nuances, all of the countless conditions. But does that simple idea of positive actions leading to happiness, negative actions leading to suffering, does it sit well? And so anything that you have a doubt about, try to really clearly articulate it to yourself. Try to really nail down what the issue is that you're having and repeat it to yourself so you don't lose it, so that you can investigate it further. We don't force a belief we don't have. And then anything that feels like a new insight or a deeper understanding, repeat that to yourself. Allow the repetition to make it sink in. And then shift to the next point about karma, which is that karma increases or magnifies from one seed, many branches and fruits. If left unchecked, both positive and negative karma expand, their potency increases. What impact does that idea have on your mind, that karma increases? Analogies of karma are often together with analogies related to the natural world, literal seeds, literal plants. The way the seed of one thing can only produce a fruit or a plant of a similar type, and the way one tiny seed can expand to great impact. And so, does it somehow make sense to you that karma increases from one tiny positive act, a huge ripple effect of benefit, from one negative act, a ripple effect of negative impact or suffering? How does that sit? Is it a maybe, a yes and, a yes but, no way? So without filtering or editing, just examine your own response to the idea that karma increases. So from one karmic cause, many effects or results. Karma is the cause, but it's not the same as its results, though they're of a similar type. There's the potency or the potential that we created with our mind, like a seed planted in the ground. And like a seed, it could stay there forever, unwatered, no sunlight, and never blossom into experience. Conditions are important. But think about the fact that we are the one who is the gardener, which brings us to the third point about karma, which is that we only experience the results of things we've created the cause for. If we are experiencing it, we created it. Even if it was eons in the past, a millennia ago, almost a different person than who we are today. But then again, we're a different person to who we were yesterday or 15 years ago. And yet still there was a legacy left. So whatever we experience, both good and bad, happiness and suffering, this mental continuum created it through the power of intention. So how does that sit? Me personally, I created this. All of this comfort and joy and support, all of these obstacles, difficulties and pain, inner and outer. I dependently, interdependently created the causes for, but it was me, the agent. How does that land? How do you feel about it, that idea? If I'm experiencing it, I created it. Which doesn't excuse other people's harmful behavior. Which doesn't give no credit whatsoever to the kindness we've received in our life from others. But it puts us squarely at the driver's seat. There are significant conditions, but we created the cause. We created the cause. And then the last point is that actions once done don't go to waste. meaning that the karmic seeds we've created, the thousands, millions, trillions, all of those seeds, they don't go to waste. They don't get stale or lose their potency over time. They actually increase in potency over time. So all the good that we've done is never lost. All of the destructive actions we've done, never lost. Until conditions come and it ripens into experience, then the seed is finished or exhausted. Or we purify in the case of negative karma. Or render impotent through the power of anger and wrong views. That's the way to destroy our positive karma. So karma can be made impotent, not able to bear fruit, but only if a countermeasure is applied or it's experienced. Otherwise, it just stays there, a possibility. How does your mind respond to that idea that karma doesn't go to waste unless it's experienced or burnt? And so summarizing, karma is certain, karma increases, we only experience what we personally have created, and actions once done don't go to waste. I don't have to believe all of this right away, but keeping an open mind about it might enrich my practice. So allow your mind to hold open any questions and to reinforce any positive, useful conclusions. And then all of the energy we put into these thoughts, we dedicate
Jancho samcho rinpoche magi panam ke gyuchi ke panyam pa me payi gone gondu pawasho toni dawa rinpoche magi panam ke gyuchi ke panyam pa me payi gone gondu pawasho.
And thinking that the agent, ourselves, the object, who actions are done towards, the effect, all are empty of inherent existence because they dependently arise. And you can relax your attention.